The bill was sponsored by openly gay Assemblyman Mark Leno. It was inspired by San Francisco's staggering 70% unemployment rate for the city's transgendered residents. Leno says that's more than 12 times the national average.
I know so many people who have held positions of great responsibility, have great expertise and talent and experience in any number of fields, and then as a result of their transitioning to their new gender identity, can no longer find any work whatsoever.
The new law goes into effect in January. It amends the state's Fair Employment and Housing Act to include language that bans discrimination against individuals who are born of one gender but may look or act like the other. Shannon Minter is with the National Center for Lesbian Rights.
It would include men who are perceived to be feminine or women who are perceived to be masculine. So it affects actually quite a number of people who may be discriminated against because they don't conform to gender stereotypes.
California will now fall in line with three other American states and most of Europe, which have already outlawed discrimination against transgendered people. Leno called it an important civil rights victory, especially now.
The radical right forces, which are represented so clearly by the Pope and the President and the Attorney General, continue to declare war on social progress, and I think that this bill, which is now state law, is a victory and challenges the controlling regressive forces.
And those forces, say gay rights advocates, are the same forces helping to drive the effort to get rid of Governor Davis, who now finds himself fighting for his political life. The Democratic governor faces an October 7th recall election, a contest that has drawn a long list of candidates, including the Republican actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Despite his unpopularity in the polls, Jeff Kors with Equality California, a gay lobbying group, says Davis has emerged as a champion of gay rights.
The distinction between him and his predecessors is about as extreme as you can get. In the 16 years when Governor Duke Majan and Governor Wilson were in place, there was not one openly lesbian or gay, bisexual, or transgender judge appointed to the bench. There were vetoes of the most basic bills that would ensure that people couldn't be fired simply because they were gay. And, you know, Governor Davis has an incredible number of openly gay staff people. He has signed more pro-gay rights, civil rights legislation without a court mandating it than any governor in the country.
Although Davis has said his religion prevents him from supporting gay marriage, a landmark bill expected to arrive on his desk before the election will serve as a test that Kors predicts he'll probably pass. The bill would afford gays and lesbians virtually all of the same rights enjoyed by married couples.
We're very optimistic he'll sign it, and I think if he comes out for it early, he will really help galvanize the community to really be actively out there doing things.
As expected, conservative and religious groups are trying to defeat the bill. They say it conflicts with an initiative approved in 2000 by California voters that defines marriage as a relationship between a male and a female. They've threatened to take the issue to court if it becomes law. But supporters of the bill say the point is moot since it would not legalize gay marriage. The legislation, according to gay activists, could actually bolster the governor's chances of staying in office. For This Way Out, I'm Brian Goble in San Francisco.